These days, you don't hear the sounds of music, or comedy, or theater inside the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. Instead, you hear this. For another week, hopefully a bit less, the 40-year-old former church facility is a construction site as the building gets a major makeover. Much of that work, such as upgraded backstage areas and improved stage access for scenery and equipment, will be invisible to showgoers. But Mark Hergenlocker, the center's director of operations, says there's plenty that will be apparent to audiences as well.
It started as an artist accessibility and experience project, and it has morphed into a patron accessibility and experience project. There's a lot of boxes that we want it to have checked, everything from safety, we've sprinklered the whole room, sight lines, the acoustics, our sound system, lighting, the 1,003 seats on the floor that are removable, so we can have an open floor configuration which allows general admission shows. People are going to be very surprised when they walk in the room.
But in the meantime, he's had to deal with a few surprises of his own.
This place was built with minimal plans. There's no plumbing plans for it. All of the building plans, they're blueprints, but they're not as-built. So when you have that situation, there's sometimes things that are not in the plans that were done then in construction, where you only discover those when you open things up.
The $2.7 million project began early this summer and will have to be done in time for a pair of concerts next weekend. But Rick Nowlin, the Wells Fargo Center's executive director, says the current work is only phase one of a more ambitious series of improvements.
It's actually a $10 million four-phase project. So the first phase is the theater renovation. Then what we want to do in phase two is add elevators to the lobby. Phase three has to do with the outside grounds. We're establishing an art walk between us and the new Sutter Medical Office building. We'd like to do some work on the plaza. And we'd like to do, in phase four, work on the outside of the building as well as the mechanicals. We have the original boiler in the building, so it's 40 years old. The roof needs to be replaced, that type of thing.
The current remodeling comes a year after the Santa Rosa Symphony, long featured tenants in the hall, relocated to the new and more classically compatible Green Music Center in Rohnert Park. But Nowlin says the stylish new venue to the south isn't seen as competition for the Wells Fargo Center. At least, not directly.
How we feel in terms of Green Center is that we can be very complementary to what they offered. They're a purpose-built acoustic hall. We're a multi-purpose hall where primarily everything is amplified. Our trim height now is maybe 24 feet, so we can actually use backdrops in theatrical sets. We're building up the stage by about 4 inches, which will include an underlayment that gives a little bit of bounce to the stage. So dance, theater, comedy, music, and use by the community. It's going to be a great multi-use hall.
The first of those new bookings, R&B singer Patti LaBelle, is set to open the revamped theater on Friday the 16th. It's a hard and fast-approaching deadline that Mark Hergenlocker has firmly in mind.
August 14th is the day we plan to have everything buttoned up, and we have then a day to make any corrections we need to make before Patti LaBelle takes the stage.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.